Today's shiur is Masechet Bamitzia Daf Pei Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph at the end of the fourth line. Says the Gemara, Kevamikli Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Bahadei Adodi. As we have been discussing Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon life and times, and we will continue doing so, Be'ezer Hashem. In today's shiur, the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in this way. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would meet, both of these individuals were large people, and therefore, if they were talking to each other face to face, have an aisle back with the Turi Beinayu. There was so much room that a pair of cattle could pass under them, will have a Nagabahu, and not even touch them. Amlai Hima Trinosa. So there was a noble woman who said to them, B'neichem eina shalchem, it must be that your children aren't yours, for it isn't possible for you to have relations with your wife with this size. Amrla, so they told her, Shalahen gadol mishalanu, they're even larger, our wives are even larger than we are. So she said, Koshkein, so certainly if both of you, both the husband and wife, are so big, it's certainly impossible for you to have relations. Ikadamri, Hacha Amrloi, they responded, Kiki Ish Gvurasai, according to the person, size is the size of his aver, and that's why it's possible. Ikadamri, Hacha Amrloi, Ahava Dechekis is a Basar. Since we love our wives, that gives us the ability to have the relations. The Baal Shem Tov says, Ahava Dechekis is a Basar, is to be understood homiletically. Ahava represents Ahavas Hashem. Basar represents Gashmias. Ahava, Ahavas Hashem is the way to overcome the Gashmias. We have the Basar, the Yetzahara, that tries to prevent us from worshipping Hashem properly. But Ahava, through Ahavas Hashem, we can overcome that Yetzahara. Ask the Gemara, V'lamla L'durlaha, why did they feel the necessity to respond to her? V'ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Al tan k'sil ki v'altoi, don't answer a fool according to his foolishness? Answers the Gemara, Shlai l'hoitzi l'azav v'neyem, that people shouldn't say that perhaps their children really aren't theirs. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Aver der Shmob Rabbi Yossi, his aver was the size of Kibchemis Bastashis Kabim, like the size of a 9-calf canteen. Amra Papa, Avery de Reb Yoichron, Kibchemis Bastashis Kabim, a 5-calf canteen. Vamla, Bashloshis Kabim, a 3-calf one. Dra Papa Gufe, Kidikur de Harfenoi, was the size of these baskets from Harfeni. And Mepharshim explained, because we know the Gemara says, Kol HaGodl Mechaveroi, Yitzra Golem Mena, the greater individual, the more he has to work on overcoming the Yetzirah. And that's what this Gemara means to teach us. These great people, because they were so great, had a more of a Yetzirah to overcome. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ana Ishtairi Mishapir Yerushalayim, I alone remain from the beautiful people from Yerushalayim. As the Mepharshim explained, typically, Talmidei Chachamim are not that beautiful. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't use a claim of four. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't use a specifically pleasant-looking person to be Talmidei Chachamim. However, we know Tisha Kabim, Asar Kabim Yoifi Yard Deloilim, 10 measures of beauty came to the world. Tisha Not La Yerushalayim, and 9 of those measures were taken by Yerushalayim. So since Rabbi Yochanan emanated from Yerushalayim, that's why even though he was such a great Talmud Chacham, he also was very good looking. Says the Gemara, Haiman the boy Mechsi, Shufri the Rabbi Yochanan, if one would want to see the complexion, the radiance of Rabbi Yochanan, should do the following. Nice kasper the kasper bay silky. She bring a silver cup that just was taken out of the store. Ugnaya prestaya dermuna sumka. Fill it up with red pomegranate seeds. Vanadala kalila devarda sumka pume. and put around the rim red roses, and put it between the sun and the shade, the shine that comes off that cup is me'ein shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan, was similar to the radiance of Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara Eini, v'amar shufrei de Rav Kahana men shufrei de Rav Avuah. The Rav Kahana's shufra is a semblance of Rav Avuah's, and shufrei de Rav Avuah is me'ein shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, and shufrei de Yaakov Avinu is me'ein shufrei de Adam Harishon. These were the people who were known for their great radiance. However, Vila Rabbi Yochanan lekachashulei, Rabbi Yochanan is not listed in this group. So how do we consider Rabbi Yochanan to be one of the individuals with this great shufra? Answers the Gemara, Shana Rabbi Yochanan, the hadras panam lahavalei. Even though he was radiant, he didn't have the hadras panam, he didn't have a beard, his beard did not grow. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a ozel for Yosef Ashari Tfila. Rabbi Yochanan would sit at the door of the mikveh, kisalka v'nais Yisrael mitfilas mitzvah, and when the woman would come out of the mikveh, lifkubi, he said, kisalka v'nais Yisrael mitfilas mitzvah, when the women come out of the mikveh, lifkubi, I should be the first one they meet, ke'echen l'havelei b'nei Shapiri kavasei, in order that they should have beautiful looking children as I am. And furthermore, they should have children Gemira Raisa Kavasai. They should have children who are Talmid Chacham as I am. As the Mefarshim explain, we know in the Torah where Yaakov and Lavan had a deal which sheep would be Yaakov's and which would be Lavan's. Yaakov was able to arrange that the sheep should be born according to the trait that they should be his by having the image of the sheep in front of the sheep as they made it, as the image of the type of sheep that he was supposed to keep in front of the sheep as they made it. Because what is thought about and what is looked at during the act of mating influences the child how the child that will be conceived will look. Rabbi Yochanan wanted that the Jewish children that would be born to these women should look like him and be like him. And therefore, he purposely sat by the mikveh as the women emerged, so they should meet him and think about his image as they had relations with their wife, with their husbands, and get pregnant. The Satan Rebbe and the Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Yoel, based on this Gemara, says that even though we know that halacha is that a man is not supposed to gaze at a woman, here we see that a woman may look at a man, and that's why these women were allowed to look at Rabbi Yochanan. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim ask, Rabbi Yochanan said they should look and think about me and they'll have children like me. And what was he saying? That they'll be good looking like him and that they'll be Talmidei Chacham like him. Ask the Mefarshim, shouldn't he first have said that they'll be Talmidei Chacham like me and then speak about the looks? So Mefarshim answered that good looks are connected through Yiras Shemayim. Somebody who's a Yiras Shemayim is good looking. And we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Shirasai Kaidemus L'Chachmasai Chachmasai Miskayemus, that Yiras Shemayim is even more important than being a Talmud Chacham. And what Rabbi Yochanan meant here wasn't that they should be good looking, that's not what's crucial, but he meant was they should be like me, Yirei Shemayim. Amalei Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, like Mr. Femar Me'ena Baisha, are you not concerned about an Ayin Hara with all these people looking at you? Amalur, so he responded, Anam Mazar de Yosef Kasina, I am a descendant of Yosef, to Lashalta Be'ena Bisha, who's not affected by the Ayin Hara. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says regarding Yosef, Ben Paris Yosef, Ben Paris Ali Ayin, Vamra Avua, Al Tikri Ali Ayin, El Oily Ayin. They're over to go above the eye, not be worried about the Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Chanina Mahacha, Vyidgul Rav, the care of Haaretz. The pasuk says regarding Yosef, Ma dogim shviyam, ma'im chasim esam. The water covers them. Vein ayin shalotz b'hem, and they're not affected by the ayin hara. Avzar shel Yosef, ayin ayin shalotz b'hem. The ayin hara can't affect them. And as Mefarshim explain, it's not specifically Yosef or his descendants who don't have to be concerned about the ayin hara. It means anybody who acts like Yosef doesn't have to worry about the ayin hara. What was unique about Yosef that he didn't have to worry about the ayin hara? So one shot I saw is that Yosef, what does the ayin hara represent? That ayin hara represents that something that you're sticking out. If somebody sticks out, he could chas v'shalom be the victim of an ayin hara. Yosef lived in Mitzrayim, but he was very different than all the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim were the Ervas Haaretz, and Yosef certainly was tzaddik. If somebody, no matter where he is, stays by his madrega, then he doesn't have to worry about the ayin hara. Then the Gemara said that another reason is because he's like fish in the sea. We know that throughout Shas, Yam, Mayim, is a metaphor for Torah. Somebody who is covered by Torah, somebody who's like the Dogim Shabiyam, that are in the Yam HaTalmud, the Torah protects him from, the Torah protects him not to have to be concerned about an ayin hara. Continues the Gemara. Yom Echad, one day, have a kasach of Yochanan b'Yardana. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden. Chazi Resh Lakish, who at that point was a bandit, saw Rabbi Yochanan, assumed, based as we learned in the previous Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan was a woman, since Rabbi Yochanan, as we said, did not have a beard. V'shav l'Yarden abasrei, and he jumped into the river after him. Amalei chelich l'raisa, you have this tremendous strength. You could jump into the Yam, you should use it for Torah. Or another pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Shlokish, obviously at that time, was under the influence of the Yetzirah. He says, Chelech Laraisa, you know how you have the Chayil, you know how you have the weapons to battle the Yetzirah? Laraisa, by learning Torah, that helps you fight off the Yetzirah. Amalei, Shufrach Lanashi, your beauty, Rabbi Shlokish said to Rabbi Yochanan, ought to be by a woman. Amalei, he hadrich bach, if you'll do tshuva, yam lach achoisi, I'll give you my sister in marriage, the Shpir Minoi. Pashup shat, as we'll see later in the Gemara, he meant that if you'll do tshuva, become a Talmud Chacham, I'll marry my sister to you. Another pshat was, he was telling him, you Resh Lakish ought to begin learning Torah, which is called a sister, as the pasuk says, em lachachma achoisiyat kevlalai, and Rish Lakish accepted the obligation to learn Torah. But now Baal Mehedel Asui Mane, he wanted to go get his clothing, and v'lai matzi, he no longer was able to do that. As we know, Torah mateshes koicha shel adam, and as the Mefarshim explained, even though Rish Lakish had not yet begun to learn even, but just accepting upon himself the Ol HaTorah already put him into that category. And in fact, that's what the Mefarshim say is pshat, that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch was so satisfied with them. And we need to understand, how can one say Nasa V'Nishma? What are you going to do if you don't know what to do? But pshat is the acceptance upon itself, the nasa, that is what makes us into being B'nai Torah. And that's how the Mefarshim also explained the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Kol Shemasev Merubav Michachmosoi, Chachmosoi Miskayamis, Kol Shemasev Merubav Masov, Ein Chachmos Miskayamis. And the question is, how could you have Maisim more than Torah, if all of our Maisim are dictated by the Torah? The answer is, what it means is Kol Shemasev, his dedication and his devotion is what is crucial. That's also Pshat the Mefarshim say, and what we say in the Zmiris on Shabbos. We say uvo kulam bebris yachad nas v'nishna amu ka'echad baruch hanoisein layoyev koyach uvo kulam bebris yachad. Klai Yisrael together said nasa v'nishma amru ka'echad. Klai Yisrael together said nasa v'nishma. But as our Gemara just teaches us by Rish Lakish, as soon as somebody accepts upon himself the Ol HaTorah, he gets weak, as Rish Lakish got weak. So that's why we daven Baruch HaNoisein LaYoyev Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore our strength. And it's interesting to note that the Gra says how sometimes a person wants to do something, but he isn't quite sure if what he wants to do is a mitzvah, is it a mitzvah or is it an aveira. He's not quite sure. What could be a test to show him? So he says, if it comes easy, if the person is able to accomplish his goal easily without a lot of interference, that is a proof that it's an aveira. Because Torah Mateshes Kach Shaladim, as we see here, to do mitzvahs is more complicated. So Hada Akri V'asnei V'yachanan taught Rish Lakish Chumash and Mishnah. For Shavu Yagai Rav, he came a great Talmud Chacham. Yom Echad have a Mafkli Be'Medrasha. One day, Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish were learning in the Beis Medrash a Mishnah in Masech the Kalim. We know that different Kalim on Mekabal Tuma become susceptible to Kabal Tuma at different times, and they were discussing Hasayif as a knife, a sakin as a sword, a scythe as a sword, a sakin as a knife, a pegion is like a two-edged knife, a roimach is a spear, magal yad, a hand sickle, magal kotzer, a harvesting sickle, name is a mekamel tumma, from when are they considered a keli to be susceptible to kapolos tumma? Mishas gemar melochtem, from when they become a finished. Or me'emis a gemar melochtem, when is that? Rabbi Yochanan Mishish Tzach from Bekivshin, after they take it out of the furnace. Rish Lakish Amar Mishish Tzach Tzchem B'mayim, after they're taken out of the furnace, they're dipped into cold water, and then, said Rish Lakish, and only then are they considered a keli. Why did Rish Lakish say that? He said, because by dipping the knife after it's taken out of the furnace into cold water, the knife gets a shine, gets a gleam. And that gleam is what's particularly frightening to someone who's being attacked. And that's why Rish Lakish said, based on his experience, that that's what makes the knife into a knife. Amalei, and Rabbi Yochanan indeed said to him, Lista b'listosa yudai, you were abandoned and you're a maven, you're an expert in this field. Amalei, my hantli, what has this helped me that I become this Talmud Chacham? Hasim Karli, Hasim Rabbi Karli, Hacha Rabbi Karli. I was previously a Talmud Chacham, and now I'm Talmud Chacham. I was clearly called great, and now also. So this is, of course, a very difficult line to understand. Mefarshim say, Rish Lakish meant to say to him, you think that I did tshuva insincerely? I had no reason to do tshuva. I had everything. If I did tshuva, it must have been sincere. Armalei, Hanilach, the tshuva helped you that krim chotachas kafeshkina. Another pshat that I saw in this Gemara is based on the Maril. The Maril says that what the discussion between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan went as follows. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, even though you're the one that was makar of me, that taught me Torah, mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu, and therefore I don't specifically owe you anything. To which Rabbi Yochanan answered, indeed, mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu, but that doesn't change the reality that I did so much for you, and you certainly owe me to honor me. And that's why Cholosh Dat to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan felt very bad about this. And because of that, Cholosh Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish became ill. And also Achsei, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who was Rish Lakish's wife, came to Rabbi Yochanan to daven that Rish Lakish should no longer be angry at Rish Lakish, and perhaps Rish Lakish will be able to get better. Kabachian, she was crying. Amrlei, so she said to Rabbi Yochanan, her brother, Asay b'shul b'nai, daven that my children shouldn't become orphans. Amrlei, Ozva yisaymech ani echya. Don't worry about them being Yisoymen. So she said to him, Asay b'shvil amunasi. I shouldn't become an almana. Amalek, so he quoted out of the pasuk from an osach alai tiftachu. So nach nafshi der shlokish. The shlokish passed away. Rabbi Yochanan b'srei tuva. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. So Farshim asked, why did Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish have to die? We know, we've learned that the Tanoim and the Amoraim had the ability to be Mechayim Mason. So they certainly could have caused the Rish Lakish to become well. So Farshim answered that when did the Tanoim and Amoraim use that power? By somebody who deserved to get better, who deserved to even have Tchias Mason. However, somebody, as in this situation, that Rish Lakish, he felt, acted inappropriately, he did not deserve to get better. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that a fundamental need for the existence of Klal Yisrael are Rabbonim, and the respect that Rabbonim are supposed to get. Here, clearly, Rish Lakish did not show Reb Yochanan the proper respect, so he was weakening the entire institution of Rabbonis. And that is so crucial to Klal Yisrael that he said, I can't daven for him. He's not showing Kavod HaTorah is very serious. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. He missed Rish Lakish. How can we bring comfort to him? Let Rabbi Lozber Badas begin learning with him. The Mechadet Den Shemait say he's a very great Talmud Chochem. Also Yosef Kamei, so Rabbi Lozber Badas started learning with Rabbi Yochanan. Anything Rabbi Yochanan would say, Amalei Tanya de Messiah, Rabbi Lozber Badas would bring a riot to him. Amar at Kabbalakisha, do you think you're like Rish Lakish? Balakisha, Kavamina Milsa, Rish Lakish, if I would say something, have him actually Esther Vabakushaisa, he would ask me 24 kashas on it, Umafakinale, Esther Vabakuruke, and I would give him 24 answers. Umamela, Rafkashmats, and that's how the Rei Torah would become clear. That, Amit, all you do is you say, Tanya de Messiah, you just bring me a raya. Atala Yadana the Shapa Kamina said Rabbi Yochanan, don't I know that I'm saying good Divrei Torah? Have a ka'azel for Karamani. So Rabbi Yochanan was going and very upset and tearing his clothing. The Kabach of Omar, and he was crying and saying, Hechi at Bar Lakisha, Hechi at Bar Lakisha. It's so terrible that Rish Lakish is no longer here. Bavakot Tzavach, and he would cry until it affected his sanity. Bar Rabbanan Rachmielei, the Rabbanan davened on his behalf, v'nach nafshei, and he passed away. Points out Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The Gemara says that Reb Yochanan was an individual who had lost 10 children, and wherever he would go, he would carry a bone of his youngest child and say, Dein Groma Dasira Biar. That's how when he would go be Menachem other people, he would say, this is the bone of my youngest child. He was able to overcome the grief of losing 10 children. But the grief of losing his Chavrusa, that it affected his Limud HaTorah, that he wasn't able to overcome. The Rishonim also point out from here that perhaps it's Mutter to Davin that somebody should die. Here we found that they davened that Rabbi Yochanan should pass away because he couldn't survive, he couldn't take it anymore. And the Paiskim are very concerned. This obviously is a very sensitive question, causing a person to die. And they say that certainly we should refrain from Chas V'Shalom davening that a person should pass away. They do say that if a person is truly very, very sick and in pain and unlikely to recover, one is allowed to refrain from davening from him. Normally when there's a sick person, we daven for him by Rifa'enu, we make a Mishaberech for him. Such an individual, we don't have, if he's in such a terrible state, we don't have to. As we learned in the previous year, Rav Lazar Rav Shim was appointed to be an officer, and he would arrest people, and we even had a situation where a person who he arrested was hung, and Rabbi Lazar did a test to show that he was correct in what he did. However, points out the Gemara, the filah hachi leisamech Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon adate. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon wasn't satisfied, and kavala yisuri, and he accepted upon himself yisurim that he caused people to get arrested. Others say that since, as we learned in the previous Gemara, he was the one that taught them how to identify who's a ganef, and more people were arrested because of him, and he was concerned that he didn't act properly. So he accepted upon himself Yisurim. Ba'urta have a machile, every night they were put below him, under him, sheetin namti, 60 layers of felt, 60 sheets. The morale points out that whenever the Gemara, many times when the Gemara uses the word 60, it's a guzmat, it's an exaggeration. Letzafri nagdi metusei, in the morning they would take these sheets out from under him, and shita mechlesh de kiva, they would fill up 60 basins of blood and pus that they would squeeze out of these sheets. Lamacher, in the morning of the Ledovisa, his wife would prepare for him shita min a lifter, 60 types of lifter. It's a food made out of dates. Vachlu vibari, and he would eat it and become healthy. Vlashavkas Ledovita, Dvisa, his wife would not allow him, Lamepik Lame Midrasha, to go to the yeshiva, Kahech de Loilitchu Rabbanan, that he shouldn't get into an altercation with Rabbanan, who were upset at him for being an officer. Borta Amalahu, every evening he would say to the Yisurim, Achai Varai Bo. And Rafash would point out, he was Makabo Yisurim Bahava. And that's why he called them Achai Varai. However, Betzafrelu Amalhu, in the morning, he would say to the Yisurim, Zilu b'bnei b'tel Torah, leave me so I should be able to learn. Even though the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara says, Le'ivra, Laila, Elo Ligirsa, the night was created for learning, so he couldn't learn at night because he had these Yisurim. Explained to Mefarshim that still, since most Torah learning is done by day, so he had to have Yisurim at one point and learn another point, and made more sense he should learn by day and have the Yisurim by night. One day his wife heard him saying this, that he's willingly accepting the Yisurim. Amalei, at Kamaisa Levech, you're the one that's bringing these Yisurim on yourself. Kalisa Mamonish Shaves Abba, she came from a wealthy home, but all the money that she brought into the marriage was being used for this, for taking care of Rish Lazar of Shimon, Imrida. So she left him, Azalabay Nashon, she went back to her father's home. Slika Vasidu Chani Shitin Sunoi, 60 sailors came, Ayale Shitin Avdei, they brought to him 60 slaves, Kinakiti Shitin Anake, who were holding 60 bags of money, the Avdalay Shitim in a lifter, and they prepared for him 60 types of this lifter, Vachluhu, and he ate them. And Farshim say, how did this happen? The sailors were out in sea, and there was a terrible storm, and the ship was going to drown, and they said that they were mispallel that in the schus of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, another version they said is that they were mispallel that if we will be saved, we will bring Rabbi Elazar of Shimon all of this if we're saved. Another pshat that I saw, similar, is that these sailors traveled in the sea where it was obviously quite dangerous often enough. And they needed schusim, they felt there was special schusim required that they should stay safe. Which schus did they feel would keep them safe? The schus of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. So they brought to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon these delicacies and these money that in order, by bringing this to him, they felt he'll stay alive and his chus will keep them safe. Yom Echad Amar Labarta, one day Rabbi Elazar Shimon's wife said to her daughter, they were no longer living with him, Zil Boki Bavuch, go check up on your father. Mike over there, now how is he doing? Asya Amar, she came back and she said, and he told her, Zil Amr Le'imech, go tell your mother, Shalonu Gadol Mishlehem. Our share, the share of Talmidei Chachamim, is greater than anyone else. Kari Anafshe, and he said on himself the Pasuk in Eishes Chayil, Hois Kani Yisoych Memerkut Tavi Lachva. And as Mepharshim explained, Pashup Shat in Eishes Chayil refers to a woman, to our wives, but also refers to Torah. The Torah sustains us and supports us. Achel v'shasi u'bari. So he ate and drank and get healthy. And nafik lebei medrasha, and he went to yeshiva. Aisel kamei shita min edoma. They brought to him 60 different types of dam, questions hilchas nidushailus. And tarina, and he said all of these questions, the women were not nidus, they were tahar. Have a kamaran and rabbanon v'amri. Rabbanon said, Salkadatach, it doesn't make sense to say that you had 60 women coming to you with a shayla, and less buchat sofik than one of them is even a questionable nida. Amalei, im kemaisihu, if I am correct, you kulam zacharim, then all these women should now have relations with their husbands, and they will conceive zacharim. Laf, tein the keva achs b'nehem. One of them at least will have a female. Hayakulam zacharim, they indeed all conceived and had boys. Vasikular of Allah al-Shmei, and they all called their sons that were born from these relations Rabbi Lazar. The Mashal explains what is Peshat that they should have boys. He was saying, and I am certainly correct that they are not nidus, and the proof will be that they'll all have boys, that a boy can never be a nida. Another Peshat is that the word nida is begematria 59. He said, if there's a nida here, there should only be 59 boys born, which is the gematria of nida. But if there is no nida here, then they should be born all boys, which will not equal the gematria of nida. Farshim also said what he meant to say was that my psak is right, and since my psak is right, these women could have relations with their husbands, and in Hakaras HaTayif, to me, that because of my psak, they were able to have relations with the husband, they should name their children after me, Rabbi Lazar. But that would require that they should have boys, because a Lazar is the name of a boy. Tanya, Amri Rebbe, Kamapiri Rivia, Bitlis Rishizum Yisrael. Tupshatim. One pshat is that he was referring to his wife. His wife would never allow him to go to the Beis Medrash, and therefore he couldn't pass in these shaylas, and these women had to act as nidus misafik. Another pshat that the Risha refers to the government, that the government who appointed him to be an officer and he didn't have time to learn prevented him from being able to pass in these shaylas. Kavanicha nafshi, as he was about to pass away, he said to his wife, I know that the Rabbanon are angry with me, but let me ask you, Bishaper, and they won't give me the proper respect in my kfura. So therefore when I die, let me lay in the attic, and you have nothing to worry about. And as Mepharshim explained, the Yarish Tvash begins by explaining that even though we know Halonas Hameis, not burying the mace immediately is improper, here, because it was covered a mace, as to leave him not buried, it was mutter. Furthermore, Mepharshim explained there are two purposes in burying a mace. Either because of yichre de chaya or yichre de maisi. Either because it brings him covered for the person who passes away, or because it brings him a kapara. Said Rabbi Lazar, both of those issues would be better served if I'm not buried, because it'll be better. There won't be any. They won't embarrass me by not burying me properly. And the worry that the issue that burial brings a kapara, Rabbi Lazar said he didn't feel he needed a kapara because, as we learned earlier, Rabbi Lazar already had Yisurim in this world. He already had his kapara. Amram Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Ishtayli imid Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason's mother told me the shtayli le devisa Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. The Rabbi Lazar of Shimon's wife told her le pachs mitam nisara, no less than 18 years, v'lo tfei me'es mitatashnen, and no more than 22 years. Oigne b'liyosa. The Rabbi Lazar of Shimon remained in that attic. Kava selikna. His wife said that when she would go up to the attic, ma'inel ve'eze, she would examine his hair. If a hair would fall out, if a hair would fall out of his head, blood would come. He remained completely fresh. Yom echad chazi rechsha. One day she said, I saw a worm, the kol nafik mi'unei, that came out of his ear. Cholosh datoy. So she said, I felt very bad. What's going on that this thing, that this is coming out of his ear? So so she said, Rabbi Lazar came to me in a dream, and Amalei loy midi, don't be concerned. Yom echad shame bezlusu. One day I heard the Tamidim embarrassing this person, and I didn't properly protest, and this is the Einish. Why specifically did it happen that day? One pshat is that was the anniversary of when that event occurred. Another pshat that I saw is that that person who Rabbi Lazar Shimon didn't stand up for his honor passed away that day. So when he came up to the Yeshiva Shemala, they started judging his life's events, and they recognized what Rabbi Lazar Shimon did with him. Says the Gemara, "I've also paid Rei Ladina." When two people would come to the Torah, have a kaima baba, they would stand by the gate of the house. Each one of the candidates would say, each one of the litigants would say his case. Nafik Kolam El Yosef Amar, and a voice would emanate from the attic and say, "Ish Plani at the Chayiv, Ish Plani at the Zakai." Before I saw two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat is it's not that actually Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Paskin, he wasn't alive, and Torah cannot be Paskin by somebody who's not alive. Rather, his presence in the community brought peace to the community, that anybody, any litigants, any people that had any issue with each other would come to terms. Another pshat is that it was literal. The two sides accepted upon themselves his psak, and therefore he could still paskin. Yom echad have a kominsi devis b'hadis shrifta. One day, Rabbi Lazar's wife was arguing with a neighbor. Armela, take a ballot. So the other neighbor said to her, cursed her, said, you should be like your husband. Shalai nitn l'kfura, that was never properly buried. I'm a rabbanon, kulei hai, if it's already come to this point that this is the way people are speaking, vadilav aruch amri. It's inappropriate that he should remain unburied. Ikad amri, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is chazalei b'chalma. Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to him in a dream, came to them in a dream, and said, Amalei, pray the achas yesh li b'neichem, I left over one offspring amongst you, vi atem roitzim laviatzli, and you don't want to bring him to me. Also, Rabbanu lasukibay. So Rabbanu wanted to take him to burial next to his father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. By Shafka b'nei Echbaria, the people of Echbaria, where he was laying in the attic in the city of Echbaria, did not want to let them take him away. The Koshenim David Naimer beloved Rav Shimon ben Yochai, all those years that he was in the attic, leSalak Chayro leMasya, a wild animal never entered the city. As the Mashal explains, the Chayus Ra's wild animals come to a city because people swear falsely. But as we just learned a moment ago, there was no need for Dinei Torah in those cities, so people didn't come to make any false shvuas. Yom Echad Mal Yom Kippur Hava. One year was Erev Yom Kippur. Have a treaty and everybody was very busy. Shad Rabbanan Leben Biri. Rabbanan sent to the people of Biri. Vasiku La'arsi. They took his body. Va'amti L'marta Davu. And they buried him in the same cave as his father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Ashkachna La'achna Dehodra L'marta. They found a snake at the entrance of the cave. Amla Achna Achna Pischi Picha. Snake, open your mouth, take, go away from here, because Beitzel, then it's love. So Belozer should come next to his father, and Pasul Chuhu, and the deer opened itself up and allowed him to come in. So Rebbe sent an agent to speak to Belozer Rabbi Shimon's wife about perhaps marrying him. So she responded, Kalish Nishtamishpa Kaidish. I, who is married to this great person, Rabbi Lazar, should now marry someone else. Taman Amrei, and as you saw, they would say, in the place where the lord of the manor hangs his weapon, can a regular shepherd hang up his knapsack? So Mepharshim say, based on this Gemara, we see that you should be careful not to use the equipment or the things of a great person. And that's why we know the din is that they used to burn all of the garments and utensils of the king. You shouldn't, one king is not great enough to use the garments of a previous king. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim say that's why Talmid Chachamim have to be specifically careful of what and how they speak. Because the same mouth of these Talmid Chachamim that's used to say Divrei Torah cannot be used to say inappropriate things. It's also interesting to point out that in the Gemara, in this very shiur we've learned, that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon and his wife did not necessarily enjoy such a wonderful marriage. We see that she left him. And yet, in the same Gemara, we learned what great care she took of his body for all these years after he passed away, and she refused to marry anyone else. How do we understand this? So Mefarshim teaches us a tremendous lesson. Unfortunately, only too often do we appreciate the greatness of people and the people that we are close with only after they die. She appreciated her, who her husband was, but she only came to that appreciation after he passed away, not unfortunately while he was alive. Shalach Lei, so Rebbe is still trying to convince her to marry him, and she sent to her Neder B'Tayra Gavlim Meni. He might have been greater than I in Tyra. Avamasim Tayvim Gavlim Meni, was he greater than me in Maasim Tayvim? Shachle, so she responded B'Tayra Gavlim Chala Yudaner. I have no way of evaluating who was the greater Talmud Chacham. However, B'Maasim Yudanim, I do know the Kibbalah Yisurim, how he was ready to accept this terrible Yisurim we discussed earlier. But Torah Mahi, what was his greatness in Torah? Says the Gemara, the Kavayosu, Rav Shimon, Gamaliel, Rav Shimon, Karcha, Safsle. They had the Rabbanim, the greater people, would sit on a bench, and the Talmidim would sit on the floor. So Rav Shimon, Gamaliel, and Rav Shimon, Karcha would sit on a bench. Yasvi, Kamai, Rav Lozor, Rav Shimon, Rav Yanara. Rav Lozor, Rav Shimon, and Rebbe sat on the floor in front of them. Makshu and Mefarkim. And these Talmidim, Rabbi Lazar and Rebbe, would ask these Talmidim, these Rabbanim, all sorts of questions and give answers. Amri, so the Rabbanim, sitting on the benches, said, Meimeim on a Shaisim, they're so much greater, and we're learning so much from them. Vehem Yoshva Gabakakim, and they should be left to sit on the floor. Of the list of Safsala Skinu. So they prepared benches that they should sit on them. Amalam Shimon Gamliel, pray the Achas Yeshli B'neichem. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I have this one son, Rebbe, Vatim Vachim, I love them many, and you want to give him this covet, which will cause him to get an ayin hara, which could have very serious effect. Achtu le Rebbe. So they put Rebbe back on the floor. Amalam Mishum Akarcha, Mishi Yeshli Av Yechya, does Rebbe, who have a father who's worried about him, should he live? Or Misha Ein Lo Yov, and Rabbi Lazar, whose father of Shimon was no longer alive, Yomus, we shouldn't care about him. Achsu Nami Le Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. So he put Rabbi Lazar of Shimon also on the floor, and Chalashtate. And he was upset that he was put back on the floor. Omar, Kachshivis Le Kavasei, that they're treating us both the same way. But I'm really, Rabbi Lazar said, greater than Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Arahu Yoima, Kavam Rebbe Milsa, when Rebbe would say anything, have Messiah Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon would bring riots to support his Dvar Torah. V'kanva Eilach, after this incident, Kiava Amar Rebbe Yeshli Lahashiv, if Rebbe would say, I have a question, so immediately, Amalei Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, kach v'kach yesh lach lahashiv, this is the question that you want to ask, zui tshuvascha, and this is the answer to your question. Hashta hiktaftun ha-tshuvas chavilis shem ha-mamish. You would have asked us questions that weren't necessary to be asked, because they're all answerable. Chol ha-shtat to the Rebbe, so Rebbe was upset. Also Amalei Lavur, and repeated what was happening to his father. Amalei, so his father said to him, Bini, Ayerelach, don't be distressed. Shehu Ari, Ben Ari, Vat Ari Ben Shol. You're an Ari, that's the son, he's an Ari, who's the son of an Ari, he's the son of the great Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, and you are only my son. And as Mefarshim explained, so either he heard the answer, all these answers to the questions from his great father of Shimon ben Yochai, or that he has the schus of his great father Rav Shimon ben Yochai that helps him and helped him to be this great Talmud Chacham.